You can still find several antebellum homes scattered throughout the southern United States. While this home has similar roots, it tells the story of an ownership change that occurred at many such places in the late 1800s. I'll take you to that historic farm on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Just outside of Thomasville, Georgia, you'll find a homestead with quite a history.
We go back to 1825 when the property was established by Thomas Jefferson Johnson. He established his homestead here a couple of years later when he married.
Lori Curtis is the curator at Pebble Hill Plantation. She says this plantation was about the average size of such farms in the area in the mid-1800s. Mr. Johnson helped establish Thomas County and became a state legislator. At the time of his death in 1847, he had 20 enslaved people working on the farm. Ownership passed to his only surviving child, Julia Ann.
Around the 1880s, that's when we saw in Thomasville an influx of northern families coming south to enjoy a warmer winter climate.
The plantation had fallen on hard times when it was purchased by one of those northern families, intent on making it a winter home and place to enjoy English-style hunting.
The Hanna family from Cleveland, Ohio, Howard Melville Hanna in particular, purchased this in 1896. And what he purchased was land that had not been tended to in quite a while, a house that had not seen any updates. So there was a lot of restoration to be done.
In 1901, Mr. Hanna gave the property to his daughter, Kate. Under her ownership, the plantation changed greatly.
She began to cultivate this and added outbuildings for the purpose of the lifestyle she was creating. That included stables. She added cow barns.
And living quarters. It is quite a sight to see. I'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Thomasville, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.